Outsinning God's grace. Can you outsin God's grace? We've been looking at David and how he sadly started a trajectory of poor choices and really sinful and wicked decisions, and yet how God forgave him. There were pretty steep consequences, lifelong consequences. Really, even consequences beyond David's lifetime that were still there because of his behavior. Yet God did forgive him, and he did bring reconciliation to the circumstance. And so that led me to think of a blog post I wrote many, many, many years ago called Outsinning God's Grace. And so that's what I want to share with you today. Romans 8:1 says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." False humility. I was listening on the radio to a show called New Life Live, and the host was Steve Arterburn. And he said people worry that they have sinned too much for God to possibly forgive them. And they worry that they have out-sinned God's grace. And that really hit me. I certainly have faced times when I felt that way, like I didn't deserve God's grace. And that sounds humble, but it's in fact a prideful attitude, because it assumes that we should be able to be good enough in ourselves to deserve God's grace. Further, it assumes that when we feel or receive God's grace, it's because of how good we are, or our inherent goodness and righteousness. It's basically saying that we think that we have the ability to be good enough to earn God's grace, and that we're trusting in ourselves and not God's, and not God. That's about our righteousness and not God's goodness. It also demeans Christ's sacrifice. It demeans the sacrifice of Christ. Why does it demean Christ's sacrifice? Because we're saying that Christ's sacrifice was not good enough and not powerful enough to cover our sins. As if Christ just isn't enough to handle it. You know, he just comes up short, and that we need to supplement Christ's works with our works. And it also demeans the goodness and mercy of God. Oh, God couldn't be that merciful and good. You know, his mercy and goodness is limited, and this has just gone beyond it. So how should we respond to when we feel this way? Well, we need to keep our focus on God. Keep our focus on God. We sometimes lose focus on our purpose in life. We are to be about the kingdom of God, and it is a battle for the hearts, minds, and souls of those in this world. In this broadcast, Mr. Arterburn went on to share a story, and this is the imagery. So imagine a sports team. Imagine they're in the locker room about to go out and compete. Can you hear the coach saying the following? "Okay, now I want all of you to remember every mistake you ever make. And if you make a big mistake, I just want you to think about it the entire game and never let it go. I want to remember what a loser you are, how you've hurt the team, and relive every moment of that mistake. Further, we won't want to have anything to do with you if you do mess up." Of course not. What coach would say that to his team? They want to win, and in order to win, each player needs to be effective. You can't be effective if you just meditate on your previous mistake. What really happens in locker rooms when players make mistakes? Right? Their other teammates come up to them and pat them on the helmet, say that's okay. What do they do when someone's injured or inexperienced? They work harder to make up for the slack to hold up for that weak player. If we are to be effective in God's work, we cannot meditate on our mistakes of the past. When we feel convicted of unresolved sin, that is the work of the Holy Spirit. But when we feel convicted over sin that we have turned from, given over to God, then that is the enemy. Romans 8:28-1 tells us that there is no condemnation if we're walking according to the Spirit and if we are turning from our flesh. So if we have turned from that sin and have given it to God, even if we're still struggling, if that's not something we're embracing and we're in repentance, there's no condemnation. We are going to make mistakes, as we're being transformed from glory to glory. But if we are about God's work and about God's purpose in our life, He will be faithful to complete His work in us. But we do need to be about God's purposes and not our own goals, feelings, emotions, desires, and superficial commercial wants. We also shouldn't minimize sin. But I will leave that for another discussion. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. 1 John 1:9.